So let's go to this next case by Dr. Michael Copeman from Sydney, Australia, a 40-year-old patient who was diagnosed in 2015 with a grade 2 multifocal 37-millimeter ERPR positive HER2 negative tumor with one positive node out of 17. So she was just observed. She declined adjuvant treatment. Then she presented with, looks like metastatic disease, widespread bone mets, unfortunately. ER positive, HER2 negative. She got fulvestrant, and she requested a lower dose for some reason. After 2 months on fulvestrant, no change in the CA15. On opioids, she raised the dose up to 500, added gosarilin. Now her CA15-3 is dropping down. Her genetic analysis shows CDH1E cadherin mutations with a PI3 kinase mutation. So his questions are, would you add a CDK inhibitor? If this is lobular, so would she do better on an aromatase inhibitor than the fulvestrant? And what would she do if she had disease progression?
So this young woman presented at age 40 with a breast cancer that was node positive, one node positive. It was initially read as a ductal cancer, ERPR positive. She had a mastectomy and declined adjuvant therapy, declined radiation therapy, and 2 years later recurred in bone and her ipsilateral axilla with subcutaneous nodules. And biopsy of the axilla yielded enough tissue that they were able to get next-gen sequencing done, and it appeared to be a lobular cancer with an ECADHERIN mutation, a PIK3CA mutation, a luminal A.
Could you just clarify that a little bit? I mean, it says here adenocarcinoma. So are you saying some tumors that look like adenocarcinomas are actually lobulars, and you can tell that with genetics?
You can tell this with genetics. You can also do an ECADHERIN stain. Too many times the pathologist will look at the cells, and they like to give the clinicians a feel whether it's ductal or lobular. And a lot of times they look kind of in the middle. You can have populations of both, Neil, and you can have, in this case, the lobular cancer may have become the metastatic cancer. She may have had ductal lobular admixture, actually. So the better way to find that out, and it's very commonly done, is an ECADHERIN IHC. And if it's gone, then those cells at least have a lobular a phenotype to them. The question is, what does that mean to us as clinicians, a lobular cancer? And I think that there are suggestive data, but certainly not definitive, that tamoxifen may be inferior to an aromatase inhibitor. From the MA27, there's a suggestion, but again, not definitive, that in the postmenopausal woman, that exemestane may be inferior to an aromatase inhibitor. There are not data showing that fulvestrant is inferior to an aromatase inhibitor in metastatic invasive lobular breast cancer. There are preclinical data suggesting that fulvestrant may have the same effect as tamoxifen, which means that it can increase HER3 and HER4 and lead to more invasive metastatic biology. That's strictly preclinical. I do tend to avoid fulvestrant alone in the metastatic invasive lobular breast cancers. Neil, that's based on my own experience over the years. I find it to be ineffective, and in some cases, actually over time, once you have steady state levels, I find it to accelerate the invasive lobular cancer. However, interestingly, with the advent of the CDK4/6 inhibitors, adding one of the CDK4/6 inhibitors to fulvestrant with invasive lobular cancer, it seems to be highly effective in the clinic. Interestingly, it seems to be able to overcome this adverse biology I'm used to seeing with fulvestrant in the metastatic invasive lobulars. But just to be clear, there are no definitive data showing that fulvestrant is inferior to an aromatase inhibitor in postmenopausal women with metastatic invasive lobular cancer. There are data in premenopausal women with fulvestrant that did not show, as I recall, a tremendous level of anti-tumor activity. I think the thinking is that when utilizing fulvestrant in the premenopausal woman, that you'd want to add an LHRH agonist, as was done with this patient. But with her presenting with metastatic disease, Neil, I would have used a CDK4/6 inhibitor up front with her. I would have recommended a BSO AI and a CDK4/6 inhibitor up front for her recurrent lobular cancer.